Imagine not being able to wear a specific type of attire because of your gender. Imagine not being able to play a game because of your gender. Imagine being judged because of your gender. Most men and women are not able to do the things they want to based on their gender alone. They worry about being judged or teased by other people and their norms. I believe that both men and women should be able to express themselves without being held back by gender stereotypes. Society has set an expectation of how each gender should say or act. Stereotypes like boys shouldn't like pink because it's a feminine color, or how girls can't play with toy cars because it's not ladylike. Girls are expected to behave in a soft, well-mannered, and typical feminine behaviors, while boys are supposed to be strong, aggressive, and typical masculine behaviors. From the Department of Justice and Equality, they say that gender equality is achieved when women and men enjoy the same rights and opportunities across all sectors of society, including economic participation and decision-making, and when the different behaviors, aspirations, and needs of women and men are equally valued and favored. It wasn't until 1920 that women got to be more involved with making decisions for the government. Even now, the government is still heavily influenced by men. Last year, Saudi Arabia finally lifted the ban on women driving. Men have always had the expectations to be strong, being called the man of the house, and getting told to man up gives them stress to be the ideal man. In the article, Gender Inequality Affects Men Too, it states, traditional stereotypes are often just as difficult for men to live up to. There are enormous pressures to be a real man, to demonstrate physical and emotional strength, and to provide financially as the family breadwinner. In the article, it talks about how men's health is also affected by the expectations of masculinity. The stress causes them to drink more, leading to health problems and depression. Many would say that we should stick to the traditions of boys doing boy things and girls doing girls things, since society has always been used to that. People would argue that women already has enough and doesn't need much. Women have the empathy, freedom to be sensitive, right to vote, and the voice to share all their struggles. And with men, people feel like they don't need empathy since they get the higher paychecks or have higher ranking than women. In a post written by Jessica Eaton, she talks about how giving women the same powers and rights as men would only cause more problems. No one wants this in the world. No one wants women to step up to match what men already have. I don't think we've thought through this whole we want women to be equal to men thing. I don't think we have realized what we have framed male issues and experiences as the goal we are all supposedly striving for, and what that would actually mean for us all. Both genders should be able to do what makes them happy and comfortable without worrying what people are going to think of them. We've put such heavy expectations for how each gender should behave or act that they now fear to express who they are. We should all put aside the stereotypes that the world has put into our genders and go ahead and do what we love and enjoy.